the Trading College podcast. Thanks for joining us and remember to subscribe for future updates.
Freaking hell, Dan. £5 million trading account. What is that all about? That is serious money, mate.
Amazing, isn't it? I mean, it's just life-changing, world-changing. You know, when I started trading, yeah, I had a decent amount of money to put in a trading account. But when I think about students having $5,000, $10,000 to put in and then trying to make a day's money, something that can replace their job, you know, it's possible, absolutely. And we teach people to do it. And I see people doing it, making £100, £200 a day, you know, just with a $10,000 account. But when I put it in context of millions that you can get with funded trading, it's just game changer, absolute game changer for everyone and anyone. Anyone for me now can probably give up their job and trade for a living if they do it right with funded accounts. The yeah. scale is just amazing. It's absolutely amazing, mate. It's life-changing for me, you know, the scale that I can trade at now. But, you know, you got to know how to do it, and you got to be consistent, and you got to understand this funded account game.
Yeah, this funded world that we're in at the moment. How long have you been doing the funded account for?
So what's it been now? It's probably been about a year and a half. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. And, you know, at the beginning, I probably went out there and I broke them all and kind of tested them out and, you know, worked out what it was. But I think very early on, I realized the scale was just, it was all about scale and longevity. Mm. You know? And actually, if you think of trading, a professional trading in a bank, that's generally what they're doing. And now you as a retail trader, as a, you know, just no one who's gone to a sort of financial school or spent apprenticeship at 18 in a bank, you haven't done that. You've gone gone out, found something to how to trade. And the scale is just, it can be life-changing, absolutely life-changing.
Well, we've seen the big influx of funded account companies throughout the trading community. It's been huge over the last 2 years. But once again, one thing that doesn't change is obviously a lot of people will be failing these accounts and reloading, buying more subscriptions and going again.
Yeah.
And, you know, that will always happen in the retail world, mate. But, you know, what about something?
I think if people are going to these funded accounts, right, with an idea, oh, yeah, I can trade without any training, any plan, any, you know, strategy set up. I mean, I'm speaking to someone the other day, not one of our students, and he was just sort of saying, oh, yeah, I did a bit of that because my son did some crypto and I just jumped into the markets. And, yeah, I made some money and I thought this is amazing. And then day two, day three, he didn't make any money and he lost money.
He's hard breached, yeah.
Right. He said, I looked at some online sort of tutorials of it. And sort of taught myself, and I said, "All right, how's that been going?" And he said, 2 years down the line, I've not made any money." And I thought to myself, "What a waste of time!" But there you go.
Well, you know, learning how to trade's got to come first, doesn't it? Yeah. You know, the strategy, the risk management's got to be huge, isn't it? Because that's the thing. If you don't learn that, it's like trading normal. If you're discretionary trading your own account, you still got to manage the risk.
It's the biggest thing that the human can't, right? And obviously, that was the other thing that was really eye-opening for me with funded is actually it imposes a discipline, right? Because actually the way they're set up is you have this drawdown. You can't draw down past a certain amount. Mm. And also a lot of them, unless you kind of tick otherwise, say that you've got to put a stop loss in. And I tell you what, I bet you, especially the amateur trader, the first thing they're probably thinking about is not where should my stop be, where is my risk. They're just thinking, oh, this looks really good. I'm going to buy this or whatever XYZ stock. And, you know, with funded, that is in place and they are looking for people who will be good, consistent traders who can manage the risk of their money, ultimately, like any fund, if you like. So I think you have to get good, you have to get consistent. And when I was looking into it, I knew that this was a long-term thing. I've actually had amazing quick quick gains. It's been great. But I've also ploughed that in, reinvested to get it to a point where, I mean, you say 5 million, actually, the complete capacity of the accounts I've got at the moment are probably closer to 10 if I scale them. So, you know, it could be immense.
So what do you mean? Just to the people that are listening, watching, what do you mean 5 million pounds scaling it to 10 million? What does that exactly mean?
So basically, you get the evaluations, right? You buy the evaluations, and you can different companies give you different sort of size of accounts, but generally most people are going for 50,000, 100,000, 200,000. But if you are consistent and you return consistent returns across a month, 2 months, 3 months, they differ from a funded account company. They generally, most of them on a single account, have a maximum scale of 2 million. Normally dollars, this is, can be pounds. You can, some of them are trading pounds. So if you have multiple accounts that you trade together, I mean, it's just exponential, really. It depends how many accounts you want. I find probably 4 or 5 accounts quite manageable. Some of them will scale you in the evaluation. Others, I mean, you know, Stealth Trader is great, right? Because you get all the training, and you can start off with a relatively small evaluation and scale it, you know, to be a million pretty quickly, right? So that's really nice, and you can have multiple accounts. So yeah, it's brilliant.
What do you mean multiple accounts? So do I log into one browser with one account, another account? I mean, or can I link these accounts together? I know that you spoke about that before.
Yeah,
linking these accounts, so it's just one click of a button, and boom, that trade gets dispersed in all these accounts.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I'm doing. I am trading. I'm making the same one trade, and then it's a copying to other accounts. Okay, so and this is again something revolutionary for me. Let's just say in my normal trading account, I was taking a trade, say I was risking 250 quid to maybe make 600-700 quid, 500 quid, you know, double that risk reward. Suddenly I'm scaling that with a much larger account size, and maybe I'm now risking £1,000 to make 2,000. I only actually have to do that one trade in the morning.
That's pretty
because
cool,
it's just that 1-2,000 win scales to four other accounts.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah.
And suddenly it makes $10,000 with one trade. Just, I mean, the levels are slightly different from provider and stuff like that, but it's actually part of the journey I went on for probably the last 8 months was working out how to sort of get these copying correct and scaling right, and because there's different brokers and these sorts of things. But you know, the once I figured that out and got it right, it's just now it's just into normal trading mode. And like I said, I used to be really happy when I made 500 quid in a day in my normal account. It was a good day, you know. You'd be happy.
Yeah.
that was the equivalent plus to my old wage, and it was sort of job done. But now it's just I'm effectively doing the same trade, the exact same trade. I'm not pushing it. I'm not risking anymore. In fact, if anything, this is the best bit about funded trading. I'm not risking any of my own money.
Well, this is the thing, you know. It seems to, when it started booming, funded accounts, it seemed to be a young kid's game.
Yeah.
I'm sure it still is. But I'm seeing now some of my mentorship students that are millionaires, sold businesses, large property portfolio, don't want to risk their own money when it comes to trading, and just wants to buy a 50 grand account, million, you know, 250, a quarter of a million pound account, and go for it that way and use somebody else's money. Isn't that, you know, that's great, isn't it? That's, I mean, brilliant.
Brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant, because with that scaling, it's amazing, but also I can take that cash that was kept in my IG account or my Trade Nation account, and I can use that otherwise. I mean, actually, I can stick it in a bank account and get 5% return without doing anything. So actually, now there is a little bit more benefit to keeping a bit of cash. And like all, you've got to think of yourself as a bit of a fund manager, right?
Yeah.
Spreading your risk. I think back in the day, I put all my kind of capital that I had spare into a trading account, and was kind of risking that, you know, and a percentage of that. Whereas, and obviously I had property and stuff like that as other parts of, I suppose, the whole fund.
Yeah.
Whereas now, you know, and actually what it does is it makes you a better trader.
Yeah. Because you're managing the risk, and that's because otherwise you're hard breached and you're out of the game.
Yeah. Well, there's that. But also for me, you know, again, I suppose, you know, trading is obviously about managing risk, but you still have to push the button. And I think for some, and I've had this with my students, I have some students who struggle to push the button because they're scared, because they are scared of taking risks. They're that kind of mentality. Whereas when they suddenly get a funded account and they know it's not their money, they've got to do the whole process and they've got to manage everything and make sure they're managing risk. But actually they're, you know, it's releasing them from this tension. Mm. Now, even the wealthiest of people, if you lose 500 quid in 15, 20 seconds because you took a rubbish trade, it still affects you, right? Psychologically, even if you're worth millions, probably affects you psychologically. And there's this big thing about psychology in trading. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I've, you know, for me, funded trading psychologically has helped my trading and has helped my students without a doubt.
So the thing is, I wasn't wanting to talk about this, but we've already got our bot running on autopilot.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you talk about pulling the trigger, placing a trade because they've had a losing trade or a series of losing trades for. I don't even freaking need to do that anymore, mate. No. I mean, I'm literally up 40% in my funded account. I go to it. Sorry, not in my funded, my bot. Which is linked to my brokerage.
Yeah.
And I just say, right, and well, there's a video on it somewhere on our page somewhere, guys. And talk about, you know, the £1 million strategy where the bot would just run and it produced £1 million by doing absolutely nothing besides setting it up.
Yeah.
But that's on another video. Check out that somewhere else. But yeah, I mean, it's a game changer, mate, all this. It's, you know, we're in the world of our AI. And with the funded account linked to AI, it's bloody brilliant as well.
And do you know what when I got into trading, you know, you realize it's a sort of a manual thing. You do your own analysis. You learn to trade. You perfect that. It's kind of a performance activity. You're a discretionary trader. Yeah, buy, sell, manage your risk. That's all great. And it's all a great process. But I think the future is that, and you only have to look at the professional game with banks and stuff like that, you know, they've all got a quant department. They've all got places, an algo department, where the machine is basically doing the practice of entering the trade because we're human. I want to be off tango dancing and let the machine take the trade. And certainly if the machine's taking the trade and it's someone else's money in a funded account, I'm footloose and fancy free.
There is a challenge, though. I must say, there is a challenge with funded accounts and linking your bot to it because there are downsides to that. So, I don't want to say it's easy because, you know, some of them don't even allow bots and you get a hard breach as soon as they can, you know, they can identify that you're running the bot. So,
you've got to read into the sort of facts of them. I mean, some of them do allow what they call EAs or algorithmic trading or bots. I think it's all about risk with that. You know, again, this is something that we take people through that journey on when we talk to them about funded accounts and obviously the bot trading is all risk and time frame, right?
Yeah.
It's all about time frame with funded accounts for me. It's playing playing that long game. But actually in the short game, you can provide yourself a very, very nice income while you're scaling, which is amazing. Yeah. I mean, some of the funded accounts give you a salary, for Christ's sakes, if you really look out there. It's just unbelievable.
Enticing you into trade. But if you make it success, make success out of it, then it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It really is, mate.
It is amazing. Okay. You know, how many have sort of popped up and it's out there, and I haven't seen yet anyone really tell you how to pass them. I think that's where we are, where Stealth Trade is unique, where we actually give you videos how to trade and give you good education. Because a lot of them they kind of talk a good talk and say, we'll scale you and we'll give you, you know, a funded account. But just, you know, our goal, I mean, you said it when we were looking at Stealth Trader and Trading College's approach to funded accounts was to make this a success for our students.
Yeah. Well, what's the point of, you know, doing it unless they're gonna pass the funded and get to the next level? I mean, it's all about, you know, teaching them how to trade and going back to that again and managing risk, getting the right strategy, fitting the strategy into their day and their lifestyle is really important because, you know, not everyone's got the privilege of you, mate, not having to work for a living. And so, you know.
I think as well, and I've seen this with a lot of my students, is actually now they're being much more, you know, even with funded, they're being much more selective about where they might have been taking, let's just say they're taking 7, 8, 9 trades in a day, you know, high frequency. They're actually only taking a couple because they only need a couple to because of the scale with funded. It's just pretty amazing. Cool. It is amazing.
Cheers, mate.
Nice one.
See you later.
See you later.
The Trading College Podcast. Thanks for joining us and remember to subscribe for future updates.